It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine, please? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? With a paper airplane. Yep, just making a paper airplane. You know who reminded me of it? Some Cub Scouts I just met. Yes, sir, they said they like to make paper airplanes and see how far they'll go. Let me see if I can make this one well. Yes. Did you ever make any? They're not easy. They're easy after you've practiced a long time, but boy, at first. You know, that plain paper just doesn't fold itself. No, you don't go just like that and have it be a paper airplane. No, sir. Let's see if it'll work. Right out in my yard now. You ready for it? Pretty good. Oh, I've been working on a lot of them. There's a whole book. Look at that. Simon and Schuster made a whole book that shows designs of paper airplanes. Different people made different ones. Look at that little one. Paper airplanes. That's sort of like the one we made. Oh, here's one. This is a backward kind. Let me see if I can work. Boop, 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 boop. Well, after you learn, you want to make lots and lots and lots of them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like walking. When you start to learn to walk, you just want to practice and practice and practice and walk everywhere. Maybe you know a little child who's just learned to walk. Oh my, he wants to get into everything. Mm-hmm. Just walking and walking. Let's walk inside, okay. Bum, 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 bum. Paper airplanes. It's like talking, too. Mm-hmm. When a little baby learns how to talk, just goes babble, 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 babble. Wants to talk so well. You know, when I was young, I used to trade paper airplanes. You know what for? For Buckeyes. Yeah. You know about Buckeyes? Of course, chestnuts, some people call them. They're so nice and smooth and brown and shiny. And this is the outside of a buckeye. It's called the burr. Mm-hmm. And I used to go lots and lots of places with my friends and collect them. I like to be with you, you know that? Mm-hmm. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, sometimes it's good to play alone, but some days I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew, 'cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. And that's what we are, together today. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? Oh, thank you. Hello? Yes, Edgar, how are you? Good. We were just thinking about being together and going places together. What's going on at the castle? Mr. Goldberg, the flutist. Well, we'd love to hear him. You mean the flute, like you go like that? Right. All right, we'll count to 13, and then we might be able to hear the flute, okay? Good. Ready to count with me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Beautiful, Mr. Goldberg. I felt almost as if I was being lulled to sleep. So many feelings that you can bring forth on the flute.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
I'd like to see your flute a little closer, if I may. Why do you hold it over that way instead of up and down?
Your Majesty, there's a little hole here. We blow the air across. And in order to make the sound, we must hold it out so we can blow the air across that hole, like this.
I see. I'd like to see those keys. They go down, do they?
Yes.
Oh,
that changes the note.
Oh, I see. Oh, lovely. The flute is such a gorgeous instrument. I suppose it takes a while to learn to play it, does it?
Yes, it takes many years, Your Majesty.
When did you start?
I began playing the flute when I was 10 years old.
10 years old. And did you practice each day?
I practiced each day then, and I practice each day now.
Even now, a great symphony performer like you?
Yes, Your Majesty, we must practice every day. Of course, I spend some of my time in teaching other young people to play the flute, too.
Oh, first you were little and you learned, and then you grew up and little by little you were teaching other people.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, that's excellent. Do you have something a little longer that you might be able to play for me and my little symphonette here could accompany you?
With pleasure, Your Majesty.
Thank you. What might it be?
I'll play the Badinri from the suite in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Oh, Bach, I like the way he writes music. Thank you. Excellent, Mr. Goldberg. Excellent. Oh, what a pleasure to hear that. It seemed to me as if I wanted to dance while you played that one. Is that for dancing?
It can be very well for dancing. You dance inside, at least.
Yes, I did feel that dance inside. How would you like a little tea inside, Mr. Goldberg?
With pleasure, Your Majesty.
I'd like to give you some in my tea room. Do you take cream or lemon?
Lemon, please, Your Majesty.
Lemon, well, I'll order that and meet you then in the tea room in, say, 14 3/4 seconds.
Thank you.
All right. It's just down the hall from the S room, you know. Bum, 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 bum.
Lovely. 7, 12, 13. Oh, wasn't that beautiful? Lots and lots of practice. Let's try something on that pop bottle. I'm used to playing the pop bottle like this. You know. But I wonder if we could do it on the side. It works, even on the side. Is that the bottle? Must be the back door. Let's see who it is. Anybody at my back door? Aw, are you my costume-loving neighbor? How are you, Lady Aberlin?
Fine, thanks.
It's a beautiful thing you have on.
It's my shawl.
Shawl? Looks like a great big scarf.
I've got a little bitty scarf here.
Is that for you? Or a doll? Neither?
A friend.
A friend?
A fine feathered friend.
X?
X!
Oh, that's a nifty galifty scarf.
Oh, thanks. I promised him I'd make a scarf. I just have to. What I wanted to ask you was, do you have a scissors?
Sure, in the other room.
Because I need to even this off just a little bit.
Sure, I'll get them for you.
I think it'll fit him. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just a minute.
Oh, good. Just what I needed.
Boy, won't he like that. Henrietta loves her sweater, you know.
Oh, she looks wonderful in it, too. Whoops.
Who taught you to knit?
My mother. She knits very, very well. I'm getting better at it.
Sure you are. Did you ever trade things when you... Oh, I like the way you hand that to me. You hand with the handles first, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, mademoiselle.
Yes,
did you ever trade things?
Sure I did.
What?
I used to trade cards and sometimes seashells. Buckeyes. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're great.
Yeah. Horse chestnuts, some people call them.
Uh-huh.
They're shiny and...
Brown.
Yeah, brown.
I always pick them up when I find them.
Yeah, I like them, too. Oh, X is going to love that.
Oh, I can't wait to give it to him. Thanks so much for the scissors.
You're very welcome. Have a good time in make-believe.
I will.
Bye, Lady Aberlin. We may see you there.
Hey.
Shall we see if it's time for the trolley? Can't you see X with the scarf on? Are you there, trolley? There's Daniel's clock. Ticking and talking. The museum go round. There's X's tree in Henrietta's house. In the factory. And there's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. Whenever you can, we're ready to go with you. Hi, trolley. You know, I know a boy who trades pictures of trolleys.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing he likes to collect. We would like to go to make-believe right this minute.
Mm-hmm.
See what's going on in there. In we go. Thank you.
A trading tower?
Exactement. It's going to be at my Eiffel Tower, and we're going to trade things. I'm going to call it a trading tower.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. You mean you just take something over to the tower and then trade it for something else?
Exactement. That's exactly what we do. Now, do you have anything to take into the trading tower?
Well, let me see. What sort of things are you going to do? Are you going to use...
Well, we're going to have books and things like that.
What about candy?
Well, I suppose we could have some candy.
Well, I have a chocolate bar if you'd like that to help start you.
Excellent. Un peu de chocolat. Excellent.
All right, just a minute. I'll get it.
That would be good. A little chocolate bar for the trading tower, don't you think?
Here it is, grand-père.
Oh, merci mille fois. Chocolat. Un peu de chocolat. Alors, merci, Daniel.
Oh, je vous en prie, grand-père, and lots of luck with your trading tower.
Merci. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Goodbye, grand-père. Gee, that's nice. Grand-père can have a trading tower over at his Eiffel Tower. That should be fun, shouldn't it? Oh, look, there's Lady Avalon. Hi, Lady Avalon.
Hello, Daniel Tiger. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Grandpere's going to start a trading tower.
Trading?
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking about trading.
Really?
Is he going to trade in this neighborhood?
Yes, right over at his own Eiffel Tower.
Oh, what do you suppose he'll trade?
Well, I guess just anything anybody wants to change, you know.
Do you think he'd have any costumes?
Oh, that's what you like, isn't it?
Well, it's one of the things I like.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's that you have in your hands there?
Oh, this is a scarf I knitted for X.
Oh, is he cold?
Oh, I don't think so. It's more of a decoration than anything, really.
Oh, is that why people wear clothes, for decoration?
Yes, and also to keep warm. Oh. You see, people aren't born with beautiful, furry, warm coats the way tigers do.
Hmm. That doesn't matter. I like people just the way they are.
You do?
In fact, I like you the way you are.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I like you as you are. Exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely. And I like you as you are.
I like you as you are.
Thank you.
Without a doubt or question, or even a suggestion, 'cause I like you as you are.
Good. I like your disposition, your facial composition, and with your kind permission,
I'll shout it to a star. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you.
You wouldn't?
Or even rearrange you, not by far.
Oh, good.
I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U.
And you.
I like you,
yes I do.
I like you, Y-O-U.
And you, I like you.
Ugga mugga 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 Daniel Tiger.
Mugga mugga
mugga mugga mugga ugga.
Ugga. You like to talk like that, don't you?
Yes, especially when I'm talking to you, ugga mugga.
Mugga mugga.
Because you're a very special person, Daniel.
Gee, so are you. I know X will like that scarf you made him.
Oh, I hope so.
Good. Tell him about Grandpere's trading tower, will you?
I sure will. And, you know, I mean to go over there and have a look around.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, bye, Lady Avalon.
Well, bye, Daniel.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Daniel.
Mugga mugga.
Mugga mugga mugga. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I like you as you are.
Hey there, Lady Avalon. I knew it must be you.
Hi there, X.
Oh, how in the world are you?
Oh, nifty-galifty, thank you.
Good for you.
Will
so
you,
am I.
Will you do me a favor, X?
Certainly.
Will you turn around?
Turn around?
Mm-hmm.
You mean turn around is fair play? Okay.
All right.
There I am, turned around.
Ready.
Ready for what?
Turn around again.
Oh, what in the world is that nifty thing?
It's a scarf for you, you nifty thing.
Don't tell. Did you make it for me, really?
Well, yes, I did. Remember when I made Henrietta's sweater and I promised you should have a scarf?
Oh, boy, does it ever feel good.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, did you make it with your own needles and yarn?
I did.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There it is, just hanging and swinging right around. Oh.
Yep, yep.
Hey, you've got something that looks like a scarf yourself.
Well, it sort of looks like a scarf, but people call it a shawl.
A shawl?
It's so big.
Oh, it's a big, big scarf.
And just wrap yourself up in it.
Mine's a scarf and yours is a shawl.
A shawl.
Little dumpling.
Oh, there's
meow,
him.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, lady.
Hello,
meow.
Henrietta. How are you?
Meow, meow, fine. Meow, meow, sweater you knit. Meow, meow.
Oh, yes, you look lovely in it, as always.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, X. Meow, 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 cold. Meow, 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 meow.
No, I don't have a cold, Henrietta. I have something else.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow?
It's around my neck, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, scarf.
That's right, it's a scarf.
Yes.
It's a scarf, and Lady Evelyn knit it for me.
Meow, 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 knit me my sweater, meow.
Yes.
Yeah, I know she did. And some people like sweaters, and some people like scarves.
And some people like shawls.
Meow, meow, some people meow sweaters better.
It's a good thing there's so many things around, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, it surely is.
Which reminds me.
What about?
Did you know that Grandpère has started a trading store?
Meow.
A yes. Trading store? What's she trading?
Well, I don't know. Bits and everything.
Huh.
I don't really have anything to trade, but I thought I'd go over there and have a look, you know.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you something to trade if you want to go.
Oh, well, that would
sure,
be so
I've
nice.
Sure, I've got something right in here.
Thank you, X.
Meow, 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 nice scarf, meow, 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 love, meow, sweater.
Oh, I'm glad.
Here it is.
What
right
can
in
it
there.
Be?
It's a walnut, and walnuts don't grow on walls.
Oh, X.
I hope you enjoy trading it for something.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're our welcome. Have a good day.
I sure will.
Thanks for my scarf.
You're
welcome. See you
later,
Henrietta.
Meow.
Goodbye.
Meow, 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 sweater, meow.
Goodbye, Henrietta.
Meow.
La voilà. La tour d'échange.
Bonjour, grand-père.
Ah, bonjour, Madame Evelyn.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
Oh, la tour d'échange?
Oui.
Ça veut dire the trading tower.
Oh, yes, I heard you were starting a trading tower.
Oui.
And I have something to trade, grand-père.
Oh, très bien, vous avez quelque chose à échanger.
Yes, it's a walnut. X says to tell you it doesn't grow on walls.
Oh, ça c'est une bonne blague, ça.
Yes, it's a good joke.
Alors, qu'est-ce que vous voulez avoir?
Well, do you have any costumes?
Costumes? Non, je n'ai pas de costume aujourd'hui, mais j'ai un bon chocolat.
You do?
Oui.
Well, do you have any books, then?
De livres.
Yes.
Non, puisque je n'ai pas de livres, mais j'ai un très, très, très bon chocolat.
Mm. I'm getting very hungry,
oui.
Grand-père.
Oui, pour chocolat?
Yes, I think so. I think that would be just right.
Excellent. Attendez.
Oui?
Voici le chocolat.
Oh, thank you. Et voici the walnut.
Merci pour la noisette. Vous êtes bien gentille.
Merci, grand-père.
Au revoir. Mangez bien.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Merci. I must have been very hungry. Charlie, do you know whether Uncle Friday is busy? Oh, nice. Thanks. I'll go in and share this chocolate with him.
Lady Evelyn traded her walnut for some chocolate. Chocolate has such a good taste, doesn't it? It's such a wonderful color, too. Sort of like that color of the Buckeyes. Mm-hmm. Did you ever trade anything? Do you? wonder if you could say that word, trading tower, in French that Grandpère has. La tour d'échange. Can you say that? Tour d'échange. Good. I wish you'd tell that to your mom or dad. Say, let's have a tour d'échange. You could do that, yeah. You could do that either tonight or tomorrow. Sure. And they'd be excited to know that you knew how to say trading tower in French. La tour d'échange. Mm-hmm. What do you think we should do tomorrow? Visit, that's one sure thing. Hmm? You and I together. That's what I like. Tomorrow, huh? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I like you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.